Okay. So we're holding over here, five lines from the top. We said yesterday, we started the Masechta with there's some Avos and there's some Teldas. There's Avos, and the Shaila is, over here in Bava Kamma, we're starting off also with Avos. So we want to know if these Avos are the Teldas are Kiyaitza Behen or Lav Kiyaitza Behen? Uncle David. Are these Teldas Kiyaitza Behen? Or Lav Kiyaitza Behen? Is the uncle of So the Shaila is, we know where Shabbos is Kiyaitza Behen, by Tumah we say it's Lav Kiyaitza Behen, so we want to know Baba Kama, by Nezikin, is it Kiyaitza Behen or not? It's like the first, let's see what the Avos are. Gimel Avos Nemu B'Shar, there are three Avos that are said by Shar, which is HaKaren, HaShein, VaHashein, VaHarega. What's Karen? Tagur, with what?
Horns,
right? That's important to know. Shane?
No,
I don't know, whatever you thought. Maybe you thought with a foot, no, whatever you thought with the body. Shane, what's Shane?
Biting.
Not just biting, eating. Very important, it's different biting than eating. And regal is the feet, okay.
How come Mar is singular? No shar has one carrot, no shar has one chain, and no shar has one regal.
Okay. Doesn't have to kick with both. Zok the Gemara. Minolam. How do you know Karen Minolam? How do you know about Karen? Zok the Gemara. The Tanya Rabbanan ki yigach ein negicha. It says in pasuk ki yigach. So obviously that's what the pasuk is referring to. And what's yigach ein negicha? Ela be Karen. Negicha is Karen. Shenema vayas loitzit ki yo ben kenano karene bazel. He took karene bazel. He made karene bazel. Vayayme koyam Hashem. With the karnayim, with the horns, he gored aram, he kicked aram. So therefore you see karnas with nageach, so you see when the Torah says kiyigach, it's referring to karen. That's one pasuk. I'll bring you another raya. It says, b'chay sharei hada aloi, v'karnei re'im karnav b'hem amim yinageach. So it says karnas with yinageach. So what do you see from here? You see that Kranos are used for Yinageach, so Karen is Negicha. Zakti Gemara, my Va'ayma, why do I need another Pasuk for? I saw it from the first Pasuk already. If you're going to say, because Divrei Torah from Divrei Kabbalah you don't learn out, which means, the first Pasuk was Divrei Kabbalah, it was Nach. The second Pasuk is Torah. So Mela, I don't want to learn out from Nach, that's why I have to learn out another Pasuk. Tashma, B'chay Shari Hadalai. It says B'chay Shari Hadalai, that's why. It says B'chay Shari Hadalai, the second Pasuk. V'hai Melefu, is this the Yafusa? Gilim Asba'amu, just coming to see Taich. It's not like it's a Raya from the Taira or Raya from the Nevi'im. We want to know what Taich is. What's Taich Ki Yigach? So we're Taiching the Negicha B'Kayanu. It's just a Gilu and what the Taich is. It's not a Pasuk Yafusa. So Rabbi Maz is asking a Pash to Kasha. So let it just say the second Pasuk. Why does it have to say the first Pasuk? As they fract the Chassam Seif.
Yeah,
it makes sense. Oh, you remember this question? You're in ninth grade. Okay. No, it's not. Okay. So we have someone over here with a good memory.
That's manifest.
So, you hear the question? You hear the question? Mark, you hear the question?
Over there, it's a mitzvah. Yeah, how can you learn out the
why one state something and why one?
The Gemara is asking, why need the second pasuk? The Gemara says, you know what? Because the first pasuk is not good enough. So let it just say the second pasuk.
One teaches and one states.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's what it says.
It's a schlechte Sache, and then to learn Pshat. Such a crazy thing.
No, they're both Tach. From both of them, you're learning out the same Tach. We're learning out two Psukim, then a Gicha means Karen. The first one is Kabbalah, and the second one is Torah. So we're asking, so the Gemara wants to know why I need the second Pasuk. The Gemara says, because maybe Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Le'afin. So let it just say the second one, and then it's enough.
The Gemara says later on, it's different Talish and Mechubah.
Very good. That's what some Seifers
have. We miss.
He knows already. He saw it.
Oh. You read it.
Very good. Okay, but let's see. Anyway, that's a good question. But let's go back to it. So again, so the Gemara wants to know, why do I need to psukim? Zok the Gemara, lemao de tema. You would think, ki pala grachmana bein tam lemuid. When did the Torah make a difference? We know a tam pays a share that God wants or twice. It pays chatzi nezek, half a nezek. A muid pays nezek shalom. What's a muid? If it goes three times, some say four times, whatever it is. So we know there's a difference between a tam and a muid. So we would think hanamili betlusha. If the horns are not connected, avav mechuber. How do you go with unconnected horns? Huh?
You
take it off, and it's in his mouth, and it goes with
the shar is going with the tlusha.
Right. That's really the pasuk of Tzidkiyo. We also Tzidkiyo ben Knana Kane Basil.
It's
a
muid that it did it that way four times, or it could do three regular and then one tlusha.
No, if it did it like that four times, three times. Yeah.
So it's a common thing to borrow.
It's not common enough, because ava mechuberes emakula me'edesi, if it was connected, you would think the first time already you'll pay nezek shalem, you'll pay the full payment, because over there it's normal. Mm-hmm. When it's not connected, that means we don't stop as they say, why are you paying only 50%? You imagine you hit somebody and say, okay, 50% now. Why 50%? The only reason why we pay for tam is only because it's not normal. Mm-hmm. It's not the normal thing. So good. So it's not normal to have a karen in your mouth and whack with the karen. But when it's connected, when the horns are still connected, so you would think over there that right away you pay nezek shalem because that's a normal act. So therefore, Kamash Malan, Toshma, Bechashar Adalai, that the second pasuk to teach you that even when it's Mechuberes, you don't pay Nezek Shalom. The first three times. Okay? Clear? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you learn this in 10th grade, you're learning Lamdas, you forget even Taichu the Gemara.
There are cases where you'll pay Nezek Shalom even the first time. If it bends down to E, and gauze with a torn.
Yeah, okay.
So that would be.
We'll get. Yeah, okay. We're not looking out for
all
the
shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah, right. Shame. We'll get it.
But
so now. So here we're talking about again. So the Gemara is saying that there's an afkamina between tlusha and mechubes. If it's disconnected, then you would. Then I understand that the first three times is a tam, and then it turns into a mood because it's not ragel. It's not the normal. Mashainke mechubes, where it's normal, you would think you won't pay nezek shalem. You would pay Nezek Shalom right away. A normal thing, why shouldn't you pay Nezek Shalom? What type of excuse is that? Kamash Malon, no, you still don't pay Nezek Shalom. By Karen, it's always Tam and a Mu'ud. It's first Tam and then there's a Mu'ud. Zaktima, okay, so that's Karen.
And it's not a liability thing. If it's something that's normal, it's his liability. He has to wash it.
Right. Other Mu'ud La'ilam. Other Mu'ud La'ilam, but for your mominess, for your share, maybe not. Okay, so that's Karen. Zaktima, so now let's get to Tilda. Tell the Ker Mai, what's the tell the Ker? So the Mar Negifa. What's Negifa? That you pushed it with your body. And you had a mind when you were pushing it. Neshicha is biting. What's the difference between Neshicha and Shane? Shane is you're eating it. Neshicha is just biting it. Revitza is, what's Revitza? You sat on it, laid on it. Ubiita, you kicked it with your feet, and you broke the Kelim. So that's tell of Ker. Yeah. Why is it tell of the Karen? So Rashi explains, Kavanasa la'azik, the Kavan is to be mazik just like Karen, and you don't have hanoah for your hazik. Just like Karen, you don't have hanoah for your hazik. When you eat something, shame, you're having hanoah, your body became full. Karen, stamp the gore. What's that for them?
You can have
hanoah. Calm down.
From biting, you have hanoah.
Energy.
From biting, you
also have hanoah.
If you're teething, I don't know.
Not having a no by breaking it, you're laying because you're laying on the floor. You have to know to break the glass. No, I understand, but you're not having a no for the hezek.
For the hezek itself.
So I thought you wanted to shtel too, maybe. You see that ripping your shirt on Shabbos, let's say, if you're upset. So is that called a no or not? Does that calm down your nerves? If someone gets upset and rips a shirt, it doesn't calm down your nerves, sometimes it does.
A pillow.
Tully was trying to shtel too this.
Yeah, I don't remember this.
But you only chayiv the kilkul.
Yeah, I'm not talking about
it.
But anyways, you have also. Are you Ivan Baltashkas? No, are you Ivan Baltashkas? Lavdafka, if it calms you down. Baltashkas is something that.
You could do something like that.
No, I'm just saying, if there's a calmer to it, if there's a relief, it releases your anger.
Punch a pillow.
So hard to mention also, but calm
down. What?
That's half the world's doing today, right? What do they say? As a mashiach, as a shlingan. So what excuse is that? Lavdafka, Ivan Baltashkas. Shabbos discussed this. Anyways, so these are tilde the care. They're all similar to Karen. So we just explained what's the similarity. Negicha, we understand, is called Av. It says in the Torah, Kiyigach. So therefore, if you're goring with the Karen, with the horns, it's called Av. Negifa Nami, Ksiv Kiyigaif. What Negifa is that you pushed it with your goof. Why? It's also, it says in the Pasuk Kiyigaif. So why Dafka are we saying that Karen is the Av? Maybe Negifa is the Av. Negifa over there is negicha. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa Pasach ben negifa v'sayim ben negicha. We started with negifa and we ended with negicha. Loi malach zui negifa zui negicha. When it says, it said negifa over there, it didn't mean negifa sagof. It didn't mean pushing with your body. It meant negicha. When a person does it, it's considered. Sorry, when the shor gored the person, it says ki yigach, umayishna gabe behema, dechsiv ki yigach. So over there, it says in the Torah, in the same passage, it says ki yigach, it says ki yigach. So we're saying that the negifa over there means goring.
Why would they use that term then? Why would they use that word?
Because one is for a person, like we're saying, one is when the shor gored a person, and one is when he gored a behema. So in fact, the Gemara, what you're asking, why by one place does it say ki yigach? Why, when it says ki adam, gabe adam dechsev ki yigach, when the shor goes the person, it says ki yigach, ma'ishah gabe behema dechsev ki yigach. Why, when it goes the behema, it says ki yigach. And for the Gemara, adam the islay mazla ksev ki yigach. Adam that has a mazel, so it says ki yigach. So what has a mazel? It knows how to protect itself. The person tries to protect itself. So therefore, I've added the shor when it hit it intentionally. It was trying very hard. Because the person's really running away, the person's trying to protect itself. And still the behemoth went and gored it. So over there it says, Kiyigach. Behemoth, the lesla mazlam. The behemoth that doesn't have a mazel, ksiv kiyigayif. It says, Kiyigayif. Yigayif is easier than Kiyigach. So therefore, Yigach is when the behemoth actually tries very hard to gore it. Or Rashi says another pshat that he has a mazel, so it's not so easy to kill a person, but like upon him.
Anytime a behemoth is goring, it's also pushing it. No, when behemoth is
not with his body. I mean, it's pushing his head to go right into that person, right into the behemoth. So we're saying that's why the Torah uses different terms. But over there, the pasuk was really referring to goring and not negifa. The Torah is teaching you something. The muad la adam ava muad la behema. Once you became a muad, once you became, I don't know how to say muad in English. No.
I was thinking of something.
Muad means.
Muad.
Okay.
What does it say then?
What's the word that we had before?
So we had a plenty of times. No, we have mazal, no? What's that?
He was warned.
Well, partial means it's dangerous.
I want one word. What's one word for muad?
Muad is warned.
Isn't that
it's habitual.
Habitual. Habitual. Right, but it's not habitual.
Yeah?
It's a habit. Yeah.
Habitual?
Yeah, habitual. Meaning it's
H or A?
It's a H.
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 Like
a habit. It's not habitual.
Okay.
If it was habitual, you'd have to kill it because you can't watch it.
Okay.
So there is a sheet
of
like
that. Right.
The behemoth. So it's the right word? It's the right word to use? Habitual?
I don't know. Okay, fine. We'll use mood. I just wanted to.
It's
okay.
Very prevalent. This is what
or it's been warned over and over.
The mood, la Adam, have mood, la behema. Why? Because we just explained that killing a Adam is much harder than killing a behema. Animal, So therefore, if he's a mu'ud la'adam, if he did it already three times for Adam, he's definitely a mu'ud la'behema. Or mu'ud la'behema will have a mu'ud la'adam. But if he's a mu'ud for behema, it's lav dafki, he's a mu'ud la'adam. Because the behema is not so hard to kill. And the fact that he killed the behema doesn't mean that he's going to kill Adam. We just explained, Adam is like mazla. Adam is hard, whatever the two pshatim and Rashi were. Masha'inkein, the mu'ud la'behema is not going to be a mu'ud la'adam. So that's what the Torah was talking about. Ki yigach is Adam, ki yigach is a behema, and the Torah really meant the whole time of the gish. Oh, okay.
Maybe this behema specifically gores people, so it should only be.
But it doesn't. I agree. If you could do that,
the instinct of animals where they attack other animals, they live in the wild, but they normally don't want.
Okay, very good. You bring it right. But he's trying to say maybe there's such a behemoth that only gores people and not animals. That's not the instinct.
So this isn't tough.
Yeah, he doesn't like it.
he ripped his shirt on Shabbos. We got to talk to him.
Yeah.
It's actually has a shower like that. It's causing the behemoth.
Yeah.
So
we'll get to Lamazan.
I don't know what's going on. I didn't sleep that much.
Zakh Tigma told the Shein. Neshicha told the Shein. Zakh Tigma, Neshicha, you tell him he's a tell the Ken. No, it's a tell the Shein. Shane has pleasure when he eats. This neshicha, just to bite something, what's the pleasure? It's not eating it. So therefore, it's a tell of the Karen.
His teeth are hurting or something like that.
He wants to use a toothpick.
Yeah. Toothpick with another animal?
Sure, he wants to clean his teeth.
Okay, fine. The Gemara didn't have that. And it makes sense. Zakh the Gemara. So therefore, those are tell this of Karen. Rebito beita telda de regali. In fact, the mother, Rebito beita telda de regali. L'chaya, what's Rebito? Rebito is that it sat on it, it laid on it. Beita is that it kicked it with his feet. L'chaya, that's telda de regali. Zok the Gemara, loy. Regal azekai matzi. Regal the hazek is matzi. Hani ain't azekai matzi. These are not azekai matzi. So therefore, it's a tell to the carrot.
Why is it gratification from chewing something you want to damage versus just
eating?
So chewing, eating. Why is there gratification?
What's
when you
gratification?
Want to damage?
It doesn't have enough.
I thought also.
No, the Gemara is saying that's not enough. You're listening to him. That's the problem.
No, I'm saying. Why wouldn't it be under Shane?
That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara answers.
I know, but
because Shane, you're having anah by eating it. This, the guy's just biting. He's not having anah. That's similar to Karen.
Even
Karen, there's no pleasure. So anything that doesn't have pleasure.
But why would? Okay, fine. I got you.
Okay.
Yep. Just we'll edit that part out on the video.
Okay, yeah. Ella. That was enough, Naftali Berger.
Now I got back.
He shows you right away. Yeah, so we're saying all these are told at the can. One reason is because there's no anah lazeke bekan, and one that you don't have any pleasure, and one it's not a zeke matzah. Ella told us, saying, lafki etzman. So you see from here that the told us are not similar. So you see that, Ella told us, saying, lafki etzman, the omer papa, hi, what's it going on? Ile ma'ani, you're going to tell me it's going on Karen, ma'ish no Karen, the kavanosa lahazik. What's the difference from Karen that you have kandavana lahazik? Once you have kavana, the mazik, the money, and the watching is dependent on you. Haninami, kavanas and lazik, and mancham shriyas and alecha. So too, the tildes are kavanas and lazik, and mancham shriyas and alecha. So I see the tilde of Karen is like Karen. So where did your papa start saying what we said yesterday? Yeshman ki yitzman, yeshman lav ki yitzman. Which av has it similar, which av doesn't have it similar?
It's not necessarily kavanas and lazik. It's the Gemara before says only because I can say kamasik.
I understand, but
it was tired, so to lay down.
Rashi said no. Rashi said Shiosa Kalim, but Derech V'Halchad Zos G'day L'Shaban. That's Rashi Tait Shavitz. You want to argue, Rashi? Yeah. What is? Yeah. Okay. Zati Ma'ala told the Karen Kikan. Fine. So told the Kikan is Taka like Karen. V'Chi Kamei Papa. When did our Papa say that there are Tildes which aren't like it? Ashen V'Regel. On Shane and Regel. Those are the other two. The Shane V'Regel. Zati Ma'ala Shane V'Regel Hechiksiva. Where does it say, Shem V'regel, the Tanya, V'shilach, Zeh Regel? It says, V'shilach, as a Be'er, that's Regel. V'chein O'ayim, M'shalchi Regel, Ashay V'achamor. So that's where it says Regel. U'bi'e, Zeh V'ashen. V'chein O'ayim, K'ashi Yivar, Aglal, Atumai. Shein, what is that? So Rashi explains, Haglal, shame, sometimes it's covered, sometimes it's not. So therefore, that's like Yivar. So we'll continue on tomorrow. So again, so we have Keren, we said all the Toldos, and we said the Toldos are exactly like the others. So our Papa wasn't talking today. Now we're holding in the middle of Shane and Regal, and tomorrow Mitzvah will continue.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, for now to do it. Thank you.